Well, welcome to our service this morning, and I'm thankful that you're here, and this is certainly a special time of the year. We celebrate the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. Next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday here at Bible Baptist, and so in preparation for that today, we're going to be taking a break from our study in the book of Acts, and we're going to be looking at the Passion of Christ. And I don't know if you know what the Passion of Christ means, but the Passion, the word Passion, it comes from a word to suffer. So it's talking about the sufferings of Christ, that final week leading up to the cross. And so we're going to have a little bit different service this morning. I'm kind of nervous about it, to be honest with you. And it's something the Lord put on my heart a couple of weeks ago. And He has confirmed it as we led up to today. And I've not done a service like this since 2003, and so I've done something like this before, and it was a very powerful thing. And I've been praying that God would use me today and use His Word to speak to us today. I want to just read a couple of verses by way of introduction, then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be doing today. And I think that most of us agree with Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Would you agree that the Word of God is living? That is alive. That Scripture says it's quick. That means it's alive. It's living. The Word of God that we have, the written Word of God, it's powerful. It's alive, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces into the heart. You know, what I love about the Word of God is it convicts us, it converts us, and it conforms us. I mean, it's so powerful. And the Word of God is God's means of changing us, God's means of speaking to us. You know, I was thinking about another verse in Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. And Isaiah said, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven." You know, I hear we might have snow tomorrow. And he says, "And returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater." Now listen to verse 11. "So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You know, the Word of God, we see here that it's how God accomplishes the things that He pleases. It's through His Word, through speaking to us, through His Word, hearing His voice. That's how God accomplishes what He wants to accomplish in our hearts and our lives. And so the Word of God is powerful. It's living, and I hope that you believe that today. There's another thing the Scripture tells us that's powerful, and it's the gospel. Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek." So what is the gospel of Christ? Well, it's what we're going to be talking about today, what we're going to be reading about today. It's about how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. and was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And it says it's the power of God. It's the dynamite of God. So we have the gospel, the word of God, that's so powerful. It's so powerful. And so, as I said, this is going to be a very unique service. It's going to be unique. And what I'm going to be doing today is doing a dramatic reading of the Passion of the Christ in the Gospels. I'm going to start with the Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane. We're going to go up through his arrest, his trials. We're going to go through his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension back to heaven. We're going to be looking at 200 verses today. I'm going to read them in dramatic reading from the Scriptures. And for this to have the effect that I want and desire, and for God to speak to you through the Scriptures, which is living and powerful, you need to follow my instructions. I'm going to give some instructions that's going to make you uncomfortable. But there's a purpose behind it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your Bible and just put it aside. I want you to close your notebook. I want you to put your pen away. And I want you to put your devices away, your phone, your iPad, whatever it is. I want you to put everything to the side. I want you to give the Lord the next 45 minutes, and that's how long it's going to take. And this is the message, by the way. It's a reading of Scripture. And it is the message. So don't get worried that I'm going to be preaching after this, okay? It's going to take 45 minutes to get through this, but I promise you, if you will focus and listen and ask God to speak, it'll be one of the most powerful services you've ever been in. Because what we're doing today is we're reading the Word of God. I'm not going to add comment. Once I pray, I will not add any comments of my own. I will not add to the Word of God, and I will not diminish from the Word of God. It's going to be strictly Scripture from the King James Bible. And for those of you that are tempted to want to write something down, don't. Just listen. Let God speak. I have already printed off 40 copies of this harmonized account that I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. It's already printed. I'll make it available after the service. It'll be in the foyer. So you will have it. So you don't need to write anything down. I don't want you any distractions. If you please don't get up unless it's an emergency you need to. Because I want you to focus. And you young people that are here, just, I don't think we have any kids because children's church, but we have some teens here. This is going to be like a story, a bedtime story. Just be excited to sit and listen quietly. I love reading stories to my granddaughter, and she's just so tuned in from start to finish and wants to read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Have that same kind of desire to hear from God today, to hear His Word. And the reason I'm doing this is because we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper Wednesday night as a church. We're going to celebrate that this Wednesday night. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in to prepare us for that, I want to cover from Gethsemane to the ascension of Christ back to heaven. I want to cover that week, that Passion Week of Christ. We're not going to cover everything, of course, but we're going to cover the Passion of Jesus Christ so that our hearts would be affected by what he did for us. Like we just sang, oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. And, as I was contemplating and the Lord speaking to me about doing this, I was like, Lord, are you sure? Because it's not easy. You know, some people would think, well, you didn't even have to study. You just had to read the scripture. No, I probably spent more time preparing for this than I did a regular message. Because getting it all arranged and then reading through it enough times to get the heart of it. And I didn't even read it enough, as many times as I desired to. And to have to pray and say, Lord, you're going to have to fill me with your spirit, because I want you to use my mouth to speak your word. And as I was contemplating this, we was reading in Jeremiah this past week, and in chapter 26, I'm just going to read two verses, and this gave me some more confirmation. He said in Jeremiah 26:2, thus said the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house all the words that I command you to speak unto them. And listen to this, diminish not a word. Diminish not a word. If so be that they shall hearken and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. You know, and so I read that and I thought, okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. So we're going to pray right now, and then we're going to begin the dramatic reading of the Passion of the Christ, and I ask you please to tune in to hear God speak today. Father, I come before you today. I'm so thankful that you love us so much. I'm so thankful that your love was expressed in sending your only begotten Son. You sent him into this world to be made flesh, to walk and dwell among us. The Word made flesh. Jesus was the Word and is the Word. And I'm thankful that he went to the cross on my behalf, to pay the debt I could never pay, to die for all of my sins, so that the blood could wash them all away. And I'm thankful that he paid in full so that I could be justified in your sight. And I'm thankful that he rose from the grave in victory over death. That he is alive. He's a living Savior. He is present with us today. And Father, I want to thank you for your written word that we have. It's inspired, God-breathed, preserved for us today, so that we can know your mind, your heart, your will, so that we can know how much you love us, so that we can know that Christ indeed is the way, the truth, and the life. That Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. That Christ is the Savior of the world. He's the King who is coming to reign on this earth. He is the bridegroom coming for his bride. Lord, there's so much that we could just talk to you about in this time. Lord, to thank you for giving to us your word so that we can know you personally. And Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you would use my mouth to as I read your word today. I pray that it would be with power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that, Lord, as we read in Isaiah, that your word, as it goes forth, that it would accomplish that which you please today. I'm thankful that your word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, that it convicts, it pierces the heart and brings deep conviction of sin. It draws the sinner to Christ for salvation. And through your word, we are born again. We are converted by your word. It is so powerful that as we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, we are converted. We are born again. And as we walk in this life as believers, it is through your word that we are sanctified, because thy word is truth. It is through thy word that we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful, Lord, for your precious word. And I pray, God, that you would enable me to read this account in a dramatized form, in a way that we can hear you speak deeply into our souls and move our hearts toward Jesus. And I pray and ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for his sake I pray. Amen. Isaiah declared this: who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Then cometh Jesus unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them, which was with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou not, I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In the same hour Jesus said to the multitudes, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for me, for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scripture of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which is the high priest, that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. When he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And they that laid hold on him, on Jesus, led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. The high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. Isaiah prophesied, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. The high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him. And others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he has gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him, or to them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while they came unto him that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he had said to him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, art thou then the Son of God? He said unto them, you say that I am. And they said, what need have we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? And they answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. Then Pilate said unto them, take ye him, judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? And Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in him at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried all they again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth unto you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour, and he said unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? And the chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming and the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them deriding him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, This man calleth for Elias. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled with a sponge of vinegar, and put it upon a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And when he had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Isaiah prophesied, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's children. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, "A bone of him shall not be broken." And again another scripture said, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, and about a hundred pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wounded in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was not at hand. Isaiah prophesied, "And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth." And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went, made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and beheld him by the feet, or held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed to the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they walked together, or they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast thou not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? He said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and it appeared to Simon." And they told the things that were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. As they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, "Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, "Have ye here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behove Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, till ye be endued with power on high." Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" He said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest, entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often had suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once, in the end of the world, he had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. And as it is appointed a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Isaiah prophesied and declared, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now I want to close with the words of Jesus. "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all of his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took the lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them and sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. I want you to stand with me. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for the reading of your precious word, the account of the passion of your own dear Son, Jesus. Lord, as we've heard the words of inspired Scripture telling us of the account of His willingness to lay down His life, His willingness to take that cup and to drink of it, His willingness to follow your will to the full because of His love for you and because of His love for us. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for our precious Savior, for what he did for us, for laying down his life on the cross for us, being sacrificed as a lamb that was slain for our sins, being willing to suffer mockery and beatings and the crown of thorns, the nails on the cross. But most importantly, as he bore your wrath against our sins. As he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As he bore our sins on the cross. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our sins. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, every man after his own way. Oh, Lord, please help us today as we've heard your word. Help us to respond today to your word as Isaiah told us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Lord, I'm sure there's people here today that has not trusted Christ, that has not come to Jesus to trust his work on the cross for their sins. They have not called on the name of the Lord for salvation. Oh God, I pray they would seek you today while you may be found. Lord, that they'd turn from their wicked ways today and come to Jesus. Please, Lord, today, I pray that your word would accomplish what you desire and purpose for those that are lost. Lord, I also want to pray for those of us here that are saved, those of us that have embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. Oh, Lord, may we afresh today see the height, the breadth, the depth, the length, the greatness of your love for us. Oh, that we would see what you've done for us. How that you loved us and gave yourself for us. Oh, Lord, that we would come before you today, laying down our lives as living sacrifices for you. Lord, that we would yield up to you our bodies as a living sacrifice. Oh God, if there's sin in our lives, Lord, that you would help us to repent of those things that are hindering our walk with you and our fellowship with you. God, that we'd recognize that you had paid for our sins on the cross, that we can come and confess our sins, and you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood that cleanses us from all sin. Oh, Lord Jesus, I also want to thank you that you're a great high priest. You're seated on the right hand of the majesty on high. You are making intercession for us today. Thank you for loving us, even today, interceding for us, interceding for those that are lost, crying out to them to come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Lord, today I commit this invitation to you. Lord, the word has been heard. Your word. I pray that your spirit has spoken in every heart here today. Because your word is quick and powerful, sharp than any two-edged sword. Lord, today I pray that you would accomplish everything that you desire to accomplish today in and through us. And I ask these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to open this invitation.